Proclamation number 5204, dated the September 5th, 1951. God of love, not God of wrath. The God who created you is not a God of wrath, but a God of love. He wants to give to you but not take from you. However, he wants to give you blissful happiness which will last forever. If he therefore seems to take something away from you, it is just something worthless which is only valuable in your eyes, but in reality it causes you harm. But you believe that the possessions you love so dearly on earth are taken from you by a God of wrath. You don't know him, you don't know the God of love who is the father of you all and also acts like a father with his children, who lets you suffer out of love because he knows that you can only attain possession of the highest and everlasting wealth by taking from you what you value on earth too much. His love for you humans is beyond measure and pacifies all anger which people's behavior might well be able to arouse were his love not considerably stronger. He does not punish, instead, in his wisdom he recognizes his children's love and thus he tries to help and lifts them up when they fall. It is not wrath if he destroys what impedes his children from reaching their father. It is love which removes and clears the path to him. A God of wrath is not a perfect being, for only love can lay claim to perfection, and therefore you humans can reject any teaching which tries to portray your Creator and Father of Eternity as an angry being which sends an inexorable judgment upon you because you have done wrong. The God of love even has mercy upon the devils. For this reason he descended to hell in order to show them the path out of the darkness as well. He extends his hand even to those who have fallen furthest away and wants to draw them up to his fatherly heart. The God of love takes mercy upon humanity and he seeks to save them. A God of wrath, however, would destroy what does not comply with his will. Nevertheless, God's love does not exclude his righteousness. He cannot guide those who are sinful into beatitude, yet he will not condemn them. He follows them with his love until they reciprocate it and voluntarily let go of sin, and thus his love is greater than humanity merits it. It is infinite and full of strength, and you humans will never appreciate its depth, on account of which no wrath can exist next to it. Therefore you need not fear God, but you should love him with all your heart and strength. You should love him and thereby partake in his strength. You should love him so that he can provide you with the highest bliss, which is to be found in the unification with him, who is the eternal love himself. He looks upon all of you with eyes shining with love. Full of affection he extends his hand and calls you with a loving voice. He wants to regain the children who once left him of their own free will. Yet he will always try to attract you with love, but never try to achieve something with wrath, which is unthinkable without love. He will lift you up to himself. His love is a power which will not lose its effect. Wrath, however, would obliterate and destroy and make a return to God impossible. If, however, the wrath of God is spoken of, it should only be understood as his firm will of binding the spiritual being striving away from him in his works of creation, but this will ultimately only facilitate their return to him and this wrath is therefore only an act of love by God in order to regain the resisting spirits one day, so that they will become blessed. Amen.